From NPR News in Washington, I'm Shay Stevens. Senate Republicans still haven't been able to amend the text of the nuclear arms treaty with Russia that President Obama once ratified before Congress adjourns. As NPR's David Wellner reports, the latest GOP setback was a failed attempt to adjust the limit on nuclear weapons delivery vehicles in the U.S.
South Dakota Republican John Thune sponsored the measure that would have increased the limit under New START on weapons delivery vehicles from 700 to 720. Democrats said the higher limit was not needed and would effectively kill the treaty. Thune disputed that assertion.
An amendment to the treaty text would not kill the treaty. It would merely require Russian consent to the amendment as a matter of international negotiation. If Russia chooses to reject that amendment, it will not be the Senate that kills the treaty, but the Russian government.
Thune, who's considered a possible GOP presidential contender in 2012, insisted it was the constitutional role of the Senate to give its advice as well as its consent to treaties. A vote to ratify the arms pact may take place this week. David Wellner, NPR News, the Capitol.
The White House says it expects President Obama to sign the repeal of the Don't Ask, Don't Tell policy this week. The 17-year-old rule banning gays from serving openly in the military was struck down over the weekend. White House Press Secretary Robert Gibbs isn't saying how long he expects it will be before the repeal takes effect, but says he does not expect the process to be overly burdensome.
There are a series of implementation and legal issues that lawyers in this building, as well as in the Department of Defense and the Department of Justice, are working through, and obviously working through a longer and larger implementation policy process.
Gibbs says the president is expected to sign the repeal bill on Wednesday. California's hoping for some relief for several days of rain. We'll have to wait until the end of the week, if then. NPR's Karen Grigsby Bates reports that more storms are on the way.
Satellite images give a graphic picture of what the state will be facing for the next 3 days. A huge storm front in the Pacific is moving rapidly to the California coast. It's expected to bring intense periods of rainfall and maybe even a thunderstorm through Wednesday. Flash flood warnings are in effect in parts of Los Angeles and Orange counties, especially those areas that were consumed by wildfires. The bright spot, literally, may be Thursday, when things are expected to clear up for at least one day. Karen Grigsby Bates, NPR News.
Tensions are high on the Korean Peninsula. South Korea's president has gathered his national security leaders for strategic talks as troops brace for possible North Korean retaliation. The North has been threatening to strike back because of the South's military drills near a disputed island. A moderate earthquake has struck in southeastern Iran. There were no immediate reports of injuries or damage. The magnitude 6.5 trembler struck near the historical city of Bam, where a quake killed 2,600 people 7 years ago. This is NPR News. The White House is joining calls for Laurent Gbagbo to concede that he lost his bid for re-election as president of Ivory Coast. And State Department personnel are being told to leave the African country. The UN Security Council is extending its peacekeeping mission there, although Gbagbo is ordering the troops to leave. Peacekeepers are protecting a hotel that opposition leader Alassane Ouattara is using as his base for running the country. Masked gunmen attacked the UN's headquarters over the weekend, wounding two military observers. A spokesman for Gbagbo expresses doubt that his soldiers were involved in that incident. And South Carolina civil rights activists protested tonight's secession ball. NPR's Kathy Law reports that the dance commemorates the 150th anniversary of the state's secession from the Union, but some say it's nothing to celebrate.
The Confederate Heritage Trust sponsored the event in Charleston, South Carolina, near where the original secession papers were signed. It cost $100 per person to attend the ball, set up to honor the men who signed the secession document. Organizers say they want to preserve Confederate history and recognize those who stood up for their vision of states' rights. But the NAACP held a vigil and march in protest. Civil rights activists say there's no reason to celebrate those who fought to keep slavery alive, and they compared the 19th century secessionists to terrorists. South Carolina was the first state to secede from the Union. 10 others followed. All are planning commemorations that will last several years to coincide with the 150th anniversary of the Civil War. Kathy Lohr, NPR News.
Actor Steve Landisberg, who played Detective Sergeant Arthur Dietrich in the 1970s TV sitcom Barney Miller, has died. He was 65. No cause of death has been disclosed. I'm Shay Stevens, NPR News from Washington.